Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. During presidential campaigns, there are things some candidates prefer not to talk about. Extramarital affairs, legal problems, and health issues. But Democrat and former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick and his wife Diane are talking openly about her health. Reporter Nancy Cohen has our story.
Political campaigns aren't for the faint of heart or for the hungry.
They do not feed me.
On his campaign bus in Greenland, New Hampshire, Deval Patrick jokes with his staff about his lunch.
Two pieces of bread and pasta.
But Patrick's wife, Diane, who's no newbie to campaigning, is taking care of herself.
That's why I had the salad. I wasn't sure what was going to end up on the bus.
Diane is actively campaigning for her husband, meeting with voters here in New Hampshire and South Carolina. But as the former governor of Massachusetts recently told a crowd of supporters, his wife had a different perspective when he ran for office the first time.
Some of you know, I think probably since we're all friends here, that Diane was a reluctant first lady.
Reluctant, he says, because his wife is a private person, and there were few boundaries protecting her after he entered politics.
There was a really tough time at the very beginning of that first rocky term. She was overwhelmed by all of it, by the meanness and the nastiness, some of it brought on by my own clumsy start, and some of it just because that's what we do. That's what politics has often become.
Just as her husband had never before held elected office, Diane Patrick never had to withstand the public scrutiny of being a politician's wife. And she had her own career. She was a partner at a large international law firm.
It's what lifted me, serving my clients, working with my colleagues, and I didn't want to stop that.
She didn't give it up. But the long uphill 2006 campaign wore her out.
What happened was I was, first of all, exhausted.
Not only from the campaign, but from what she read. News stories criticizing her for hiring a staff member to assist in her duties as first lady and attacking her husband, the first black governor of the state, for buying a Cadillac. Coverage she has previously called racist. And then there were the online comments.
They were ugly and they were hurtful, and our children were hurt by it, and our family was in pain. And I felt I carried all of that. I just at some point thought, I don't know that I can go on like this. And that's when I knew that I needed some help.
Less than 2 months after her husband took office, Diane was admitted to McLean, a psychiatric hospital. In his memoir, Deval Patrick wrote that Diane was admitted to the hospital under a false name, and at first, he snuck in at night.
We'd be met by security from the hospital, and I think the first time brought up a back stair, I remember sitting with your doctor in the stairwell getting a briefing, and after a couple days, it was Diane who said, "This makes no sense. You know, I'm not ashamed. I just don't feel well."
And that's when, against the doctor's advice, they issued a statement.
Saying, you know, Diane is managing anxiety and depression. We ask for the respect of the media and the general public. And the restraint of the media was beautiful. And the response of the public was magnificent.
Diane Patrick got better and credits great health care for helping her. Over time, she embraced her new role.
I found I had a voice that I could use for public good, and so I began to feel like I was part of something important.
She advocated for better policies to address domestic abuse and sexual violence and mental health. Deval Patrick says that helped her heal.
Thousands of people responded to that in a positive way by saying, you brought this out of the shadows for all of us. And then the people we meet who say to me or to her, in often very private ways, you saved my life, that's no small thing.
Today, as a presidential candidate, Deval Patrick is calling for expanded access to mental health care and destigmatizing mental illness. He wants health providers and employers to do a better job talking about mental health. But the former governor is polling below 1% in New Hampshire. He only entered the presidential race a little over 3 months ago. As he explained to supporters, that's because Diane was diagnosed with cancer.
And it's exactly the sort of thing that just brings your feet back to ground. So we stepped back. That felt like the right thing to do. I still think it's the right thing to have done.
Diane is healthy now and no longer reluctant. Being open about her cancer diagnosis is similar to her approach to mental health.
It has to be brought out into the open. People have to confront it, your family, your friends, your employer. We all need to rally around people that have mental health issues, and if we keep it secret, no one gets better.
She says if she gets to the White House, being open about mental health issues will be at the top of her agenda. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.
For a photo essay from this weekend's campaigning in New Hampshire, head to WBUR.org, where you can also sign up for our weekly politics newsletter. This is 90.9 WBUR.